Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Dan Quinn sitting down to meet the media. Let's go out to Ashburn.
Start off just with a little bit of tough news. And we have two players that will be out for the year. And that's Austin Eckler and Dietrich Wise. And I know we hear a lot this a next man up league. But I just wanted to take a moment and talk about these two. And they have made a tremendous impact on our team on the field, but also off the field. These are two incredible guys. And so just want to acknowledge that. Before we got rolling, I'm definitely bummed for them. We have four others for some injuries that we're still assessing. Noah Brown, John Jones, John Bates, and Jaden. I know lots of the questions will be about our QB, but I can say here's what I know. And when I say that, it's all really that I know. So he did have an MRI. And he has already begun his return to play process with us. He is truly day to day. What does that mean for Sunday? I can't tell you that now. I'll have more to share on that when we get to Wednesday and practice and what that would look like. But in the return to play, he and any of the guys would have to hit all of the markers for us to get back and do our thing. So we got a good plan of how to return to play for him and for everybody else. And I'll give you more insights just as soon as I have them. So I want to make sure I gave you all that I had, that he's day-to-day as we're sitting today. And I'll share more with you on Wednesday when we get together before practice. So all that said, Charlie, we can get rocking about the game or any other pertinent topic for the day.
Perfect. Let's go, John Conn.
Hey, Dan, with Jaden, obviously you know he's going to want to go out there and play. So what are the things that you would want to look for to make sure that he would be ready to go or might not be ready to go?
Yeah, it starts off first on like the strength part of things, the movements, and that's step one, John. Then on the field, the change of direction, the pivoting, the moving, all of those would be the things to go. So we'll just take it, you know, as it goes, you know, through the week. But he'd have to see all of the steps along this week to hit those marks, the speed, the stopping, the change of direction, all of it.
And then you guys didn't have to deal with this this amount of injuries at one time last year. So what is it, what kind of a challenge does this pose for the team this week and going forward?
Yeah, I think teams go through it, John. It's just at different times, you know, with injuries and such. And so having this 70-man roster, you've heard me say it's going to take everybody. You know, it's even on the old days when it was just 53, that's not really how it goes. For those of us who have been around the league enough, you need a big, deep crew. And if players do have to miss, that's why we have this, you know, group and how we play. So we'll just take it as it goes. But, you know, it's a little bit of a puzzle. You have to put it together, much like other teams do. And we'll be prepared for that with the contingency plans at certain spots if we need them.
Nikki.
Hi, Dan. Is it, in fact, a knee sprain that he's dealing with? And was he hurt on that the tackle in the fourth quarter with about 5 minutes left where he came up hobbling?
He was hurt on a tackle. He was actually looking back on Micah and scrambled away and got hit from kind of the opposite direction, I would say. But he is dealing with a knee injury. Like I said, it was good that he finished the game. And now as we get through it, we'll just kind of go through the whole process with him. And we're not going to miss it either, Nikki. With Jaden, we know how important he is. And so we're just going to kind of take it. That's why I truly say it's day by day to make sure that he can absolutely be himself.
And what are your expectations for Noah Brown and John Bates this week?
Yeah, I think it's a long shot, but we'll have to find out when we get through Wednesday and where we're at. Both of them had soft tissue injuries, and we'll just see what it looks like as we get through Wednesday. But we're still assessing him and John and Jaden as well. So those are the four that, you know, too early to call it for me. And so once we get into, we'll get together Wednesday and have a better discussion for that.
Tom.
Hi, Dan. Hey, Tom. Not to stay on the Jaden track here, sure. But do you feel like you play than say a Noah Brown or John Bates?
It gets more attention, Tom, for sure. And we look here, we recognize like what Jaden is and the impact that he has here, but I'd be BSing if I said, you know, like we wouldn't care about those guys in the same way. So I think it's not less on for them. We just want to make sure we're going to try to push the guys to the right spots. All these guys are like legit competitors, Tom. So there's some of us protecting them from themselves as well. But we're going to do our best to make sure we got a pretty robust return to play program, and they have to hit all the markers even to be considered to go. So we're just not going to miss any steps along the way, man.
And obviously Marcus has a lot of experience. Can you kind of talk about your confidence and him, and maybe when you would want to make kind of a decision on who's going to get the ball on Sunday?
Yeah, we'll take it all the way to Friday and then, you know, have a real good idea of where we're at. If called upon, this is an elite competitor, teammate, player, and so we'll just take it as we go through that one. But, yeah, our confidence in him is through the roof based on who he is, the teammate, what he's shown to us here, Tom. But I'll have a better sense for that as I go through the week and can give you better insights on that when we get together on Friday.
Head coach Dan Quinn addressing the media on Jaden Daniels' injury.
Hey, Dan. On Marcus also, you guys kept him down through most of camp in the preseason. The markers that you needed to see him hit to make sure that he was ready to go?
It was after Baltimore. It was close to Baltimore, D.A. It was like, okay, could we get some reps into that one? I felt like in the pregame, that was the one. Okay, there it is. That looks like you all the way through. But that was the week we weren't sure. Would he be able to get some during that Baltimore week? The week after, he was at the full. And then from then on, I felt good. But it was really into that week that I was, okay, there's the speed, there's the explosion. And it took a while, but he has fully made it all the way back. Those are frustrating to go through as the player, but I can remember having the conversation. I said, hey, man, that's it today. And that's why we waited, so it would look like that. And I think that was the week through that Baltimore and then into the next week, which I'm kind of, I don't know what the right word is, like the end of the season, preseason bye week. But that week I felt like he was back to himself.
A game question. What did you see specifically with the O-line production and performance at Green Bay and where the deficiencies were?
Yeah, I really felt like it was almost like a repeat from Detroit. You know, they got out ahead, and I didn't like how we started, you know, really on either side of the ball. David, to say, I think you have to go back and look. It was either two punts or three punts, you know, on our first two or three possessions. They drove down some, so I didn't love the way that we started. As bad as it felt, as we got into the start of the fourth quarter, you're down a touchdown. Okay, we stayed in the fight, as bad as it felt. We didn't hit on a field goal at the end of half. We missed on a good return coming out of the half. So I thought our complementary football back and forth wasn't right. And then when it got to the two scores, then you're back throwing it all, you know, to try to catch up again. So I thought, all right, can we stay in this fight? Here's our time to go take our shot. They went down to score, and that's where I thought the game changed, man, where we had one shot to go fight for it. Didn't love our balance, honestly, to go, you know, that many runs and passes. At the half, there wasn't a lot of plays, so it looks at the end of the game way higher in the passing, which is not what you want to do against a team that's rushing and going. But I just didn't love, you know, on both sides the way we started. That's what I like. You know, there are things that I liked, you know, took care of the ball, you know, those things. But just in terms of just jumping on them and being aggressive from the start, Dave, that's the thing I didn't love.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
That's Dan Quinn, the head coach of the Commanders, addressing the media today on Jaden Daniels, who he calls day to day, says that the process for his return to play is underway. He says in the return to play, he would have to hit all of his markers. We've got a good plan. So he is not in any way ruling him out for this weekend. But if, in fact, it's a knee sprain, day to day seems pretty optimistic.
I would say so, right? It's not quite month to month. It's not week to week. So if there's an area between day-to-day and week-to-week, it might be that. But again, that's kind of reading between the lines there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.